Good morning, Cybertron. It's a podcast intended for adults and is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm Paul Eiting, and Good Morning Cybertron is scientifically proven to be the best Transformers podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, Cybertron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Good Morning Cybertron. I am your host, Scott, also known as Nipples McGee. It's cold in Pennsylvania. That's the only reason. They look like giant fucking milk duds pushing out against my shirt. With me today, all the way from Canada, it's Thomas.
Hello.
Hello, Thomas. How are you today, yeah. My friend?
It's not winter anymore, and it's weird.
Man, it was 48 degrees today here in Pennsylvania. It's
Normally at this time of year around here, it's still like, you know, a frozen wasteland, but it's not. It's,
yeah, weird. Weather's not been bad. How's the weather down there in California, buddy?
Pretty good. Although I heard a second nickname for you was the Destroyer of Bridges down in Baltimore.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little worried about that, quite honestly. That's the second major bridge that I have history with that has collapsed. So
yeah, you do.
Yeah. That has anybody here ever been over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge?
Only over a plane.
The thing is massive. And every time I've crossed over, because whenever I go, my favorite place to vacation near here is Delaware Beach, specifically Cape Henlopen. And every time I go to Cape Henlopen, I drive over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and I get very scared. And, you know, nothing will ever happen to this bridge. Scott, you're being scared, and you're being silly. At the end of the bridge, like, part of it goes in a tunnel underneath the water, right? So it's just like, you're being silly, Scott. This is, everything's sturdy. This is made in a, no, one tiny bump by a ship, and all of a sudden the whole fucking thing collapses. That could have been me. Xavier, that could have been me. I could be one of those six.
I mean, that's how you cover your bases. You say, that could have been me, the man who planned the attack.
No.
With a ship who caused the breach collapse.
My boss actually went, do you think the Russians had anything to do with this? Yeah, they attacked the fucking bridge with a cargo ship at 1 a.m. It's... Go, yeah. Russians.
Sometimes it's just an accident.
Yeah, that's what this is. This was bad gas and whatever. Kyle, buddy, if you were going to destroy a bridge for minimum loss of life, what would you do?
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
I have no intention of destroying a bridge. I drive over those. They're fucking scary.
Now you do, but I mean, who knows? Who knows what the future may hold? Oh,
bridges. We need those.
And I know a guy who would just start chewing. Start fucking chewing at the bottom of the bridge. Yeah, sucker will go down because my jaw ain't giving. It's Walter.
What is this winter you Yankees keep talking about? I live in southeast fucking Texas.
There's.
Yeah. I live in Alabama and it was fucking 40 degrees, 50 degrees this morning.
Look, everywhere you live, you have to pick your natural disaster. I live in Pennsylvania, so we have to deal with snow. You know, Kyle lives
in
Alabama.
A natural disaster.
It can be, dude. It can be. You know, Kyle lives down south. He has to deal with drought. Xavier lives in California.
Right,
he has to deal with earthquakes. Thomas lives up in, you know, BC. He has to deal with forest fires. You live in Texas, and you have to deal with Texans.
You mean to tell me that there's a place where there isn't winter?
Yes. Here.
Ever. because of the giant hole in the ozone.
I've heard. Yeah. I've heard
we do have hurricanes, and you know everyone has guns, but
yeah,
my bingo card for now.
Shoot the hurricane to stop it,
which is a true fact, which is ultra hilarious. But my bingo card has Kaiju Attack on it, and I have yet to put the stamp on there.
Hey, man, man.
Don't shoot at tornadoes. You'll make them more powerful. They'll have bullets in them.
Don't.
You'll create Bullet-Nado.
Bullet-Nado.
Coming to the tornado.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. That's,
tornado 3.
I mean, Kaiju Attack. I mean, it's possible anymore. Like, what's the closest thing that we as humanity has ever had to a Kaiju? Oh, I know. Kaiju Attack. That elephant that went on a rampage down in Hawaii.
Oh yeah, fuck that guy. That's good.
Yeah, that and here, yo, yeah. This elephant went on a fucking rampage in Hawaii, and the police had to gun him down. The exact same elephant that went mad in the Jaffa Shrine in Altoona near me.
Ah,
yeah, it was the same one. It was the same one.
It had a history.
Yeah, it had a history. Don't fuck with elephants.
I'm suddenly reminded of Operation Tusco from back in the 60s when the CIA decided, hey, let's see what happens when we give an elephant a shit ton of LSD.
Fun.
Up in that.
That sounds like
fun.
A sequel. That sounds like a sequel to Cocaine Bear or prequel.
Yeah, no, I mean the answer is nothing bad because
LSD
obviously we never
elephant.
Heard about this.
Starts Friday, rated R.
Yeah.
Don't give these substances to
the elephant. In case you're wondering, the elephant tripped balls and died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so, but don't give these substances to giant walls of muscle.
No.
Why would you do that?
The cocaine bear was like an accident.
Yeah.
I saw the most hilarious thing
in Pittsburgh the other day that was not an accident, but I have to tell somebody about it. I was driving through Pittsburgh. I had just gotten done hanging out with the Tesla robot. And
I saw the photo.
Yeah. And I just got done hanging out with the Tesla robot. And I'm driving out of the Tesla dealership in Wexford. And I look over to the left and there's an ambulance with its lights on. But this ambulance is yellow with orange dots all over it. And it turned out to be a pizza delivery van with sirens on it. And the phrase "emergent cheese services" written on the side.
That's what? Okay. So initially, when you were describing the color, I thought it sounded like a European ambulance.
No,
emergent cheese
services written on the side of this pizza delivery van. Oh, hell!
I fucking love it. I shouldn't, but I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I'll tell
you. This exists because of freedom. Because I don't think that you would be allowed to dress up a delivery vehicle that way here.
Oh my god!
Oh, you're not here either. But fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
something else.
Free some pop.
Something else.
You're not a cop. Don't want to mistake you for a cop.
Something else. Yeah. I love that. I shouldn't. That it's Toy.Run. It's Toy.Run. I love this. Paul posted a short video about the city where he used to live, recognized the street. There's like a ton of toys up here. He's showing off, hey, there's a battle axe. There's a sword. Here's what the Walmart in Canada looks like. Now, Paul used to run Sir Toys, as evidenced by his Toy.Run username. And Sir Toys posted this link to a Reddit thread. It's funny reading through these, all speculation and inaccurate information. And it was this... It's this Reddit thread that he posted where everybody's going like, rest in peace, Sir Toys. Apparently, Sir, and then somebody went, this has been a long time coming, unfortunately. He's only just updated the website to show in-stock items rather than having to browse every item. Not true. You didn't have to browse every item. Everything new was right up front. He uses smaller, cheap stock as packing material. And sponsors are outright gives things to loads of YouTubers, and they in turn take the piss about the quality of the stock more than anything else. Anytime that I reviewed something, anytime that I've seen Ugly Wretch review something from Sir Toys, we've been very, very honest about it. You know, sometimes I think even in my earlier reviews, it's a load of shit. I love it. You know, it's, yeah. 10 years ago, this site was great. nowadays it's easy to get these kinds of toys. No, it's not. Now that Sir Toys is gone, you get some of the stuff off AliExpress, but no, it's not.
When I got my oversized RID strong arm, like, I didn't think that thing was better quality than the real one.
Yeah, yeah. Some guy goes, yeah, it's a shame as I use the site frequently. Still, at least Sir Toys itself still apparently exists in some form. Paul, from my experience, is a lovely bloke and deserves all the business he can get. Agreed. And then, like, they're like going like, oh, this, that, the other thing. I'm here to give you the truth. I'm here to give you the truth. Now, once upon a time, in the bustling streets of China, there lived a man named Paul. Paul wasn't your ordinary guy. He had a knack for mischief and a passion for toys that bordered on obsession. Paul spent his days searching for knockoff toys and selling them to the eager customers on TFW 2005. He'd scour the markets of Shanghai. He would go up into dusty attics. But little did Paul know, his life was about to take a wild turn. One fateful day, while peddling his wares in the crowded streets, Paul stumbled upon a mysterious alley that seemed to beckon him with an otherworldly glow. Now, Paul was intrigued. He ventured into the alley, only to find himself face to face with none other than the men in black. These shadowy figures with their dark suits and eerie silence revealed to Paul a secret that would change his life forever: the existence of the Hollow Earth, teeming with strange and wondrous beings. Determined to uncover the truth, Paul joined forces with the men in black and embarked on a daring journey into the depths of the earth. For months, Paul traversed the treacherous terrain of the Hollow Earth, facing danger at every turn and uncovering secrets beyond his wildest dreams. He battled fierce creatures, braved ancient temples, and forged unlikely alliances with beings from distant realms. But amidst the chaos and adventure, Paul never forgot his love for toys. In the depths of the Hollow Earth, Paul discovered a hidden city inhabited by a civilization of toy makers who welcomed him with open arms and taught him the ancient art of toy crafting. Armed with his newfound knowledge and a heart filled with determination, Paul emerged from the Hollow Earth victorious, ready to share his tales of adventure with the world. Returning to his homeland of Canada, he founded Toy.Run, a social platform where toy enthusiasts could come together to celebrate their loves for all things of play. And so, thanks to Paul's epic journey and unwavering spirit, Toy.Run was born, a testament to the power of the imagination and the boundless possibilities that lie within us all and within the Hollow Earth. Hello?
Yes. And never once disturbed the bees.
Well, the bees have their own temple in the Hollow Earth. That's heading over to the chat.
Kong enclosure, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Heading over to the chat, Duanas Perez says, hello, fellow groundhogs. Dwayne Marsh, speaking truth with snow is the pits. Technical Jim, I've somehow managed to trick myself into feeling awful on an otherwise all right day today. Dude, hang out with us. We're going to make you feel as good as we can. Ugly Wretch says, how do? Ugly Wretch, good to see you, buddy. Duanas Perez says, old people are now wanting to move away from Florida to Appalachia, and I can't wait to see the decrepit versus the cryptid. Crossbones Koopa says, I live again. Mr. Xavier, have you hugged your Koopa today?
I do have the pillow of the Koopa shell with the spikes on it, so yes.
Yeah. Wolf 1701 says, Sir Toys forever. Ugly Wretch says, you've got to love some awful crap figures. He also says, just seen a 4-pack revealed on TF Prime. Oh, we're getting to that, buddy. We're getting to that. And Crossbones Koopa said, I have a story like that. In my darkest day, there was a demigod that said, hey, it's your old pal Blunghole. So let's talk about that 4-pack that Ugly Wretch brought up. We got our first look. This will be available tomorrow. We got our first look at the Target Legacy United multi-pack. All right.
Holy crap.
All right. Holy crap. This is an interesting slice of, wow, I didn't see this coming. From the Chase mold, we have a Prime Cliff Jumper. From the Tarantulas mold, we have Toy Accurate Tarantulas.
Not technically toy accurate, toy prototype.
Toy prototype.
Yeah, the one that showed up in the very first Beast Wars toy commercials.
Okay. Toy prototype. We've got Squeeze Play from, of all things, Mind Wipe. And
like I was saying in the pre-show, this one confuses the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah. And Dark Tarn. Cyberverse Tarn.
Yeah.
Tarn.
Yeah, it's just Tarn. Hi, Tarn, again.
Hi, Tarn. I've got four toys of this now after this. I've got the MMC Tarn. I've got the regular Tarn, like Evolution Tarn. I've got my custom Tarn that I made from that Transformers Hulk tank. I didn't know, okay?
You know what? I had a feeling after I saw this get retooled into Bludgeon. I was just like, they're not done.
Aaron Archer, let me
pump the brakes real quick.
Aaron Archer going, we're never going to make the DJD. We can't make the. All of a sudden, the DJD, we're up to our hips in Tarn. It's
yeah.
Almost Tarn's like you just need the balls to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tarn's like the one member of the DJD they can do because he's the only one who doesn't have an explicit torture device alt mode.
Okay.
I'm gonna
take a little exception to that. We could get like a Target Master from Voss, like an oversized Target Master. The Kaon, I believe, is the one that's the electric chair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kaon, he doesn't have to be the electric chair. He could, honestly, you could probably fudge him into like a microscope or a scorpion. I think even the MMC version had a scorpion mode.
Well, that and he's
or a vaguely chair like tank.
Yeah,
you can.
Well, that's the thing is he was an electric chair with tank treads and Tesla coils on him. So the idea I cooked up once upon a time was you sell Voss and Kaon as a two pack at like the Voyager price point since by themselves they would both be like sub deluxe skinny twinks. So what you do is you sell them as a pair as a Voyager. You use Kaon's alt mode as a tracked platform, and then you peg Voss's rifle mode in on top as a tank turret.
And I just don't see why they would need to skirt the issue of them being torture toys when we've been using the phrase upside-down submarine for Megatron all this time. It's like, look, we know what he is. You don't have to say torture device. You could say, look at the fun chair. Look at the long, you know, pipe gun. Look at this fucking vat full of cooking utensils.
I mean,
it doesn't have to be acid.
He's not an electric chair. He's a recharging station.
He's one of those hairdo things at the salon.
He's got a fucking quinison that turned into a jail cell.
Yeah, well, not just that.
Grow a dick and make him.
Tesseris and Voss, I mean, they're practically tanks anyway.
Yeah,
it's... The DJD is completely doable, in my opinion. You know,
what's the big giant guy with the thing in his chest? You could just say he turns into a tumble dryer.
He's a recycler. He's a recycling tank.
He is recycling.
Yeah.
He's recycling.
And degree of extremeness.
Look, I can torture anybody with anything. Fuck, I've been doing this podcast for years, and I'm torturous as hell.
The thing with them is they would have to be leader class toys, and I don't think Hasbro is going to waste the leader class price point on two absolute nobodies like them.
Helix.
They don't have to be leader though. That's the fucking thing. How many times has Optimus been core class? You can just fuck around with the scale.
That's true.
To scale with the Tarn we have already, they would have to be leader. Actually, they probably have to be fucking commander class if we're being perfectly honest, because those two were some big lads.
Oh, not anymore.
But you might be able to get away with like a Dinobot, a S-86 Dinobot sized leader, since they both have giant hollow chambers in their torsos.
That is true.
And you could probably make, and also since they're both, you know, big tracked platforms with four arms, you could maybe get away with making them retools of each other. Just swap out the dude grinder with the dude boiler.
Dude, the dude grinder and the dude boiler should combine up like Skids and Mudflap to combine into one giant pot of hot scalding blades that chop you up as you go in and then melt you down to slag.
Dude, soup.
That sounds like a third party character name. Like, dude, can you just imagine somebody putting out an MP Straxus? Dude Boiler.
Dude Boiler.
Oh my god.
That would be my third party fallen. Dude Boiler.
Dude Boiler.
Because of the smelting pool. Dude,
yeah. But let's get back to these toys here. So starting off with Cliff Jumper here, what a clever use of the chase mold.
Obvious reuse for chase.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very obvious, but I mean, let's face it. Not everybody was able to snag themselves a prime Cliff Jumper.
No.
They weren't able. The first edition had a couple of runs. There was the normal first edition Cliff Jumper. There was that GDO target release that had the G1 style head. There was the zombie first ed, and then the Arms Micron release. And then he did get a mainline deluxe in the actual prime line. So Cliff Jumper, you had options with him.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You did have options, but
zombie version.
Yeah, he was kind of hard to get. If you didn't snag that first edition, I never really saw him. I was only able to pick up a broken one on the junkie on buy, sell, and trade, and I glued it back together and inserted a pin.
To be fair, that first edition does break a lot in that hood section.
Yeah, yeah. So this, I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I do kind of wish we would get the Arms Microns in the United States. That seemed like such a cool little gimmick and just never happened here.
You could have blind bagged them.
Yeah.
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 Oh, God, that would have been fun.
That would have been great. I mean, here's the thing. I'm sitting here bitching about it. I have all the Arms Microns.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you really want is the thrill of the hunt.
I want other people to have them. I want everybody who wanted the Arms Microns, because they're clever little fuckers. I want everybody who wanted them to be able to get them if they so desire. Oh, dude, I love you, honey.
From Megatron.
My wife is great. I love her so much.
Does he have a scalpel for your foot?
She does not have a scalpel for my foot. Honey, do you want to get the X-Acto knife here and cut some glass out of my foot? That would probably go way against YouTube's regulations. We'll just have to do an audio version of it.
Yeah, or, you know,
digging glass out of my foot ASMR.
Yeah. Walter just said digging glass out of my foot ASMR. I can't wait to hear that. Okay, hold on here. Let me get my X-Acto knife here.
Put your foot up to the microphone.
You like that sound?
Yes. What you're currently hearing is the sound of fascia splitting apart.
Go ahead. This is my screaming voice. I'm in such agony.
Okay. Ooh, we're gonna look at the X-ray here real quick.
It's not gonna happen.
You like the sound of this X-ray?
Line it up with my foot.
You like the sound? That's the X-ray right there. You like that? And now we're gonna make the first cut.
The change in my voice is being caused by a surge of adrenaline.
There's so much blood!
Anyway, catch part 2 uncensored on TikTok.
That's a lot of blood everywhere. It's all. I remember when the accident first happened. Like, I was in so much shock, like, because I had lost, like, a pint and a half of blood. I didn't know if my toe was still there, but I was in so much shock. I had no pain whatsoever, and I'm in the ambulance, which is great because I wouldn't have been able to walk. Like, I wasn't able to walk for a while. My wife, God bless her soul, she had been married to me for 3 days, and she's there going, honey, do you want me to hold the pitcher while you pee? No, she would... I would have to pee in the living room, and she would take it and flush it. That's fucking love. That's fucking love, right? Yeah.
That should be allowed under YouTube's term of service, just because that's love.
That's love. That is love. Look, it's great whenever you're holding hands and you're going out on dates and all kissy kissy. Are you willing to carry a bucket of his pee while his foot heals? then oddly no, specific. You're not in love. Sorry. So, but I mean, it was a thing where, like, the thing I was really complaining about in the ambulance was the dude. He had like the pressure point, and he was squeezing my foot like a fucking G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip master. And buddy, can you let up? You're killing me. You don't want me to do that, dude. You don't want that. Okay.
All right.
I'll take your word for it. But man, and the blood was red like this cliff jumper.
He was probably holding the artery closed.
Yeah.
Right?
No, he was. He was. The glass had cut my artery.
Yeah.
It was so much blood.
How the insides of Cliff Jumper were all red when he got split open in the movies and got turned into a zombie during Prime, and then was like, well, that's why they hired The Rock, because he only had to voice act for about 10 minutes.
I'm so surprised they didn't kill. They haven't killed fucking Cliff Jumper in the comic book. It's so bad that I'm expecting somebody to go back to the 2007 movie and call her Jazz Red. It's fucking hell, man. Fucking hell. I do love this.
But that doesn't match the continuity.
What do we think of this Tarn?
Lorenzo.
I wish I would have known this Tarn was coming, because I like the look of this better than the one I have.
I mean, he's probably going to be the most resold item out of the entire box set.
Actually, from what I've seen so far, most people are chomping at the bit for that squeeze play.
Yeah, I think on the list of priorities, Tarn is already been out, so anyone who gets the box set, probably not looking for a second Tarn. There's going to be some, and they're like, Tarn's bottom of the list, he can go.
But yeah, Squeeze Play is definitely the one that's got... Squeeze Play is the Fangry of this set.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I
hate... Kind of the one that I want the most.
I kind of think Tarn is like the Seeker from last year's army build.
Yes!
Set.
Yes! No one gives a shit, really, but we're glad he's there.
Yeah. I'm very interested in the prototype Tarantulas. What an interesting design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
also glad they didn't go with translucent plastic for him.
If you do a prototype, do they stick with the translucent plastic, or do, like, when they say final design, that's when you get translucent plastic?
The prototype stage is where they use the translucents, I think.
The official run of Tarantulas was also transparent plastic. It was, but it was kind of a purpley, like, burgundy color.
One thing I would have liked to see for that Tarn, since they're explicitly calling it out as Cyberverse Tarn, they should have given him his, like, control crown.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible there's something in there that we're just not seeing?
I would have to watch Cyberverse to understand that reference.
Absolutely, because it's...
I mean, I'm just saying, because the last four box sets have had things like extra heads, and I know the extra heads drove Scott fucking nuts, because it's like, it's comic accurate heads. You can swap them out and actually make two new figures two sets.
I did.
Yeah. So it's possible, because the target sets do set the precedent of, hey, there's actually a little bit more play for your buck in here.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. What was it? That first Worlds Collide set that had Bumblebee in it had that little extra Allspark D20.
Yeah. That's right. It did. The D20 of Destiny.
And then Creatures Collide came with the extra kickback head.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Army Builder came with extra heads for everyone but the Seeker.
I think the Worlds Collide, it wasn't just the extra kickback head. Didn't Scorponok and Mad have his extra head too?
Yes, he did. I actually, everyone did, now that I think about it, because the Waspinator also had the
Buzzsaw head. Yeah, but I don't think Goldbug had the Bumblebee head.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is correct.
Yeah, but man, this is amazing. Love the look at this. This is like a brand new character. This is great. Yeah.
God, what
I'm gonna call him Spiga.
Yeah. There you go. Spigatron.
Amazing news to like join the podcast squeeze for play. And get a squeeze play and a prototype tarantulas. I'm like, what? Y'all.
You know what the funny thing is when... on TFW there was a thread where people are like, you know, challenging each other to come up with like a target 4-pack, you know, the typical kind of wish listy thread thing. And like 5 minutes before this set leaked, JT Prime went into that thread and he's just like, oh, I don't know, maybe a squeeze play made out of the Mind Rock mold. And he just fucking just dropped the entire this shit here like 5 minutes before it leaked in the actual news thread.
Man,
what a fucking cuck doing that to us. Nah, I'm glad I wasn't there for that thread.
Legend. Yeah. The legend cuck.
I can't believe I wasn't in the thread for that, but I was like, I'm glad I did, because I was like, if you're fucking saying something and you don't spit it out right goddamn now.
Let's see here. What's this say here? Unite your favorite characters from across the world of Transformers as robots. Of Transformers robots into your collection. The United multi-pack Beast Wars Tarantulas 5.5 converts between robot and spider mode in 20 steps. Cliff Jumper between robot mode and car mode. Squeeze play. Robot beast. Let's see. Articulated head, arms, and legs for awesome action poses. Doesn't say anything about extra heads, which I'm okay with, quite honestly. Now, here's the thing. I kind of like my custom squeeze play that I have already. Let me see if I can find it here. Squeeze play. So I use the squeeze play head. Yeah. Oh yeah. Here it is. And this is free. If you have a 3D printer, you get a Power of the Primes blot, and you can convert that to squeeze play.
Mm-hmm.
With this, and I like my version, and I mean my version. This is Mr. Unique. I don't know if you're listening. I don't know if anybody here knows Mr. Unique, but I swear to God, man, the stuff that you're doing with the Masters of the Universe line, my fucking hat's off to you.
I've heard of Mr. Unique.
He's doing some stuff, man.
I heard every day on Wednesdays specifically, he writes Good Morning Cybertron on a piece of paper and then pisses on it.
I mean, I'm okay with that. Fucking look at the dude, for what he's doing, look at this fucking Bashosaurus he made that you can 3D print out.
fucking
great. Fucking great.
How is your giant Derpasaurus anyway?
Oh, I have to redo some of my printers. I have to tune them up a little bit.
Did you say Smashosaurus?
Bashosaurus.
Or Bashosaurus?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, right there. Bashosaurus from the Masters of the Universe line. There it is.
I'm angry. How do I hit things and drive at the same time?
Well, there you go. Good news. We have the solution.
Driving closer. I want to hit them with my rock.
So squeeze play is great. This is going to be a fun 4-pack. Moving over to the chat here, Koopa asks, is that a new head on Tarantulas? P.S. I don't know about this pack. You think these would sell in single packs? What if someone just wants Tarner squeeze play and doesn't want the others? Yeah, they're not going to sell these as singles, buddy. And that is a new head. That's the prototype head on Tarantulas. Teftef says, so the fuggliest of the lot is the new mold squeeze play. Tarn's like a fourth repaint. Cliff is a repaint of Chase. Tarantula is pretty obvious. Ugly Wretch says, they don't have to be leader class. They can be Haslab. Talking about the DJD. That is an unfortunate possibility, isn't it? I don't think I want the DJD to be Haslab, but if it happens, it happens. I may pass. Crossbow.
Crunchy, crunchy water bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, that was me.
Oh, that's okay, man. That's all right. Crossbones Koopa, could you get a Big Daddy from Chase's Chase/ Cliffjumper mold? You probably could. Wolf 1701, I think we'll get all the main cast of Prime. I certainly hope so, because I want a chance to troop build Vehicons. Give me a two-pack. Yes. Give me a two-pack Viacon, like one air and one road Viacon. That'd be fantastic. Crossbones Koopa says, question is, can they do a proper arachnid? That's a damn good question. Hopefully. Tef says, that's love or a fetish. Either way, she's a keeper. Wolf 1701s, I wouldn't be surprised if we got zombie cliff jumper. I just like saying that. Transformers is going away in the next few years. We are getting repaints based on prototype colors from the 90s. Crossbones Koopa, can we please get a comic pre-Beast Wars Tarantulas, please, H.R. Giger. Wolf said, 1701, the hobby has peaked. Belushius says, the hobby will live. Hasbro may not. Wolf 1701, a friend just sent me a link to the Church of Bacon, no joke. And Giga Twin said, all multi-packs should be troop builders as far as I'm concerned. I want to go back to the hobby will live, Hasbro may not, for just a second. I think, honestly, I've got to say this. I think Chris Cox is one of the worst CEOs in history, and I am not alone. I was going to save this for my looky what I found, but let's see here if I can find it. The worst CEOs, bloodiest battles. God, this is going to take forever. I was planning on searching for this before I, let's see here. Woman said she was photos, blah, 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 bridge, hackers, 23 crazy people that turned out to be right. Well, I feel bad now. There it is. 20 of the worst CEOs and executives of all time. So you have number one, Mark J. Tritton, Richard S. Fuld, Ken Lay, Bob Nardelli. Number six is David Calhoun, Ben Cohn of Playboy, Chris Cox of Hasbro. Number eight for the worst CEOs. Only eight? Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And they said,
oh, my God.
Chris Cox, CEO of Hasbro, comes into a money printing organization. Describes in his opening speeches about how no one at his cocktail parties knew what Magic the Gathering was, nor did he. Printing a collectible card game is a simple business model. Wait for card values to go up, reprint them, and sell boxes due to the value of staple cards inside. He immediately prints everything into the ground. Then he goes back and even reprints cards the company had promised 25 years plus never to reprint, alienating all the company's whale spenders. Whale, Magic the Gathering collectors, and finance nerds share a space in the Venn diagram. They began writing articles in Finance News that Hasbro is killing its golden goose, and the stock has plummeted. Chris,
you had me till you used the term whale. You had me till you used whale, and it's like, well, these are just fat fucks sitting on
the car. No, not whale as in they're big people. That's the financial term they use for people who spend big.
Yeah.
There's the whale, and then there's the people who spend medium amounts. They're just dolphins. But the term comes from, like, you're fishing for a sale. So they say you want to catch the big fish, right? Well, it started to evolve. So it went from you're fishing and your customers are fish, and then it went to whale because you want to land the whale who is the big spender who will do anything to get the product you're selling.
Yeah,
then
the whale is the guy with the compulsive gambling habit that you hook into your fucking loot box.
This is a pot of whales.
Yes,
pretty
sir.
Pretty much. Okay.
No, it's
so
not.
So here's
I'm not.
Here's the way. Here's the way I've
wait,
always
shit,
understood.
They come out again.
Here's the way I've understood whale to be, and everybody has
Kyle
some kind of definition.
Denial.
I'm a fat guy. A whale is somebody who is a massive, massive, massive creature in the realm of stocks and trading and what have you. Like some of the, and I follow whales. The whales that I tend to follow whenever I'm trading are actually senators. Like senators and senators' wives and what have you. They publicly have to disclose what they're buying stock-wise. That's the law. Since they're a politician, they have to disclose, I'm buying this stock, I'm buying this stock, I'm buying this stock. And some of these people, are they insider trading? I can't say legally that they are, but it sure fucking seems like it, because these guys are making moves on stocks that no fucking accountant could ever hope to make. So yes, I do some of my due diligence whenever I'm trading is following whales. Who's the fucking politician? Nancy Pelosi? Fucking hell. You want to get wealthy? Just do everything Nancy Pelosi does. This is for entertainment purposes only. I have to say that shit. Just do what fucking Nancy Pelosi does. You'll be fine. You'll be fucking fine.
Be the congresswoman for San Francisco.
Nancy Pelosi sells, you sell. Nancy Pelosi buys, you buy. You'll do fucking fine. You'll do fucking fine. With that being said, tomorrow we are going to have another Hasbro live stream. And
oh my god.
Can some of you fuckers lay off the designers?
Yeah. Please?
Huh? I'm going to say this. I said it nice last week. I'm going to say it kind of mean this week. And I don't think anybody in our chat is guilty of this. So I'm going to say this for the people out there. They don't have fucking say one in anything. This is like complaining that they took away the fucking McRib to the cashier. Leave the fucking designers alone. They have to do what they're told. At my job, I have to do what I'm told. Leave them alone. Fucking hell. And I look over and I see, and there's like one guy over there that I used to watch his videos, and it kind of fucking hurts that this dude has turned into such an asshole. But like, he's like, when are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? Oh, boring. I don't like this. Fuck. You sound like a fucking baby, and you're making the rest of the collectors look really fucking bad.
Yeah, you sound like a stupid son of a bitch.
Thank you.
Impatient fuck.
Thank you. Nothing's new. Well, of course not. It was new 2 hours ago.
It's a 40-year-old franchise.
Look. Whenever the streams are to...
Oh, you mean live stream?
Yeah.
Maybe get your ass off TFW.
Whenever,
it'll be new.
Yeah. Well, not only that, these streams aren't exactly... Having new stuff there is sometimes part of it, but I like the streams because I get to hear what the collectors... They kind of get like the inside track on what's going on. And, you know, this collector thinks this, and this designer worked with the Sui-san and what have you. Here's what Evan thought about with this. Here's the neat little transformation. Meanwhile, you look over at that chat. Next time, watch it twice. Watch it the second time to see the fucking chat. It's fucking horrible what some of you small dick cunt lickers are fucking saying to these people. Let them alone. I used to work in customer service. Let us the fuck alone. Let us alone. So.
No. Absolutely not. You know
what you
do. If
you think you can do better, how about you fucking go try?
Yeah. Please. Go on to Cults 3D. Sell your stuff. There's a couple of people out there that can do better. And honestly, they're usually the nicest people in the world. Fucking look at
you know what you should do? You know what you should do is call up Hasbro customer service and complain that someone is sneaking toys out of the factory in China and tell them to knock that shit off.
It's not going to stop, man. It's not going to stop.
Okay.
And see, the thing is the decision to wait until fucking March to do these live streams, that was entirely corporate. That's not the designers. That's probably not, you know, BMAC in the studio there.
No.
It is very seldomly ever the public face that we interact with who's responsible for these dumbass decisions. You want to yell at someone? Yell at Chris Cox.
Yeah.
Yell at the CEO. Yell at the CFO. Yell at the billionaires on their fucking solid gold yachts.
Mm-hmm. Yell at... I'll tell you what. You really want to...
Or maybe send a few orcas their way.
You want to make some real fucking changes? Here's what you do. You buy a whole bunch of Hasbro stock, and now that you have the stock, even if you have one share, you're allowed to vote. You are now allowed to vote. you'll get a letter going, hey, Hasbro, you have to vote in the upcoming Hasbro thing, and you can vote. You can vote to keep this person on the board. You can vote to leave them off. I go to proxy vote all the fucking time. All the fucking time. Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
All the time?
All the time.
All the time? Via phone?
Via phone. Actually, I do it online. Online.
Oh.
The last
also,
one.
Also, my ADHD kicked in, and I looked at the multi-pack images some more, took a closer look at Squeeze Play. That handgun, that's Browning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Shipped. I wonder if a certain Studio Series Megatron that can't turn into a gun will just come with a little gun.
Oh, kind of like what they did with the
I'm wondering... I'm wondering if any of the Machine Wars stuff that we're supposed to get will have a Megaplex in it.
Okay. Hear me out.
Machine Wars!
Thomas, hear me out here. Do you think it's plausible that between the two of us, we could design a Target Master Browning?
Yes.
Do you think this is something that needs to exist?
Yeah. Would this be free, or would this just be...
I think we could charge a little something for it.
Yeah, you know,
it wouldn't
arm and a leg.
Much.
Yeah, I mean, fold it. Standard Target Master stuff. Articulated arms. Yeah. Fold over legs. Yeah.
Articulation at the shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah, make it 5 POA.
That doesn't
make
sound
it
super...
9mm compatible.
9mm compatible? Jesus Christ.
38
caliber. 9mm.
We're gonna interchangeable ammo. That's, you know, 45 even.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the insults Megatron throws at Browning, you nickel plated sissy pistol.
Oh, you nickel plated sissy pistol.
Browning looks better than Megatron.
No title. That is a show title.
Going back. Jesus Christ.
He's not a derringer.
That's you nickel-plated sissy pistol, right? That's what you said?
Yes.
Nickel-plated.
That, you know where that comes from. You know where that comes from. That comes from...
your brain. Straight from your brain.
No. I believe that comes from The Fugitive.
That's it. We got title, nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Hey, I'm pretty sure that was... I'm pretty sure that... That was Jack. Was it? No. Geez, what actor is that guy? He was
Jack.
He
Black.
Was. He played K in Men in Black. What was his name?
Tommy Lee Jones.
That was a Tommy Lee Jones quote. By the way.
Oh. Go on.
He said that.
Go on back over to the chat. Ugly Wrench says, "Hey, Belucius." Belucius says, "Hey, Ugly Wretch, all right, like that or what?" Ugly Wretch then says, "Yeah, I'm half dead, not staying up too much longer. Go get some sleep, Ugly Wretch. We'll be here later." Dewana says, I stopped playing Magic when they introduced Commanders. Crossbones Koopa says, "Only card games I can play is Go Fish and Uno." That's two more than I can do. Crossbones then asks, "Xavier, do you have a green fish?"
Go Fish.
There we go. Giga Twin, I'd like to keep in mind that Chris Cox is the former CEO of Wizards of the Coast. Dwayne Marsh says, "I watch the Hasbro videos at 11:30. Crossbones Koopa says, "What time is the live stream? I always miss it." Live stream for Hasbro stuff has been usually about 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But lately, I know last week, the pre-orders have been going up like 9 or 10.
What it is the Hasbro live stream is at... is the time you just said a minute ago. Mm-hmm. The orders that go up at 9 are the Target exclusives.
Yeah. So this is a Target exclusive. Be ready at 9 o'clock. Wolf1701 says, "Could someone tell her to open the door?" Open the door? There we go. Belushi says, "You get it off your chest, boys." Wolf1701 says, "Please." Crossbones Koopa says, My problem is with distribution. Get that person on the live stream. How long repacks of Cosmos and the others that never came to be? Duana says, I'm not allowed to play any type of gambling games. And Ugly Red says, at Blunghole, I stayed up late, especially to catch the stream and say thank you. You give me plenty of shout-outs, and I appreciate it. Dude, Ugly Wretch, I know this is going to sound really stupid and weird because we've never met each other in person. I consider you a friend. I fucking love you. I love Belucius. I love Phoenix. Ninja Bill. You guys are fantastic. And, you know, knock on wood, one day we're gonna meet. I'd love to buy you guys a drink, whatever your poison is. So fingers crossed. Hopefully one day our paths will cross. Moving on to the next show note, man. Somebody got Optimus and Autobot Bullseye in hand.
We're skip this, but whatever.
Optimus fake.
Yeah. This is the in hand episode. A lot of shit is just, it's in hand.
This is
it looks all right.
It looks exactly what I thought. You know, I'll give it this, though. The color scheme is fucking nice. That is so goddamn gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's just the image of Bullseye, the scanner, and Optimus, the target worker. It kind of cheapens it a bit.
It feels very, like,
I don't know,
kind of Machine Wars-y, doesn't it?
It does. Oh, yes. It's very Machine Wars colors. It's like Machine Wars had this character of, like, all the characters had these unusual colors, but they weren't as vibrant and obnoxious as G2, but they were still weird.
Right.
Yeah. It was more like weird, almost real world decos.
Yeah.
I am fucking schwitzing because they missed a golden opportunity to paint Optimus's thighs the colors of khakis to make him look like a real target worker.
I fucking hope we get Megatron as a Walmart worker.
It wouldn't work, though. It wouldn't work because it goes on the side of the truck, and I've never seen a khaki truck.
I'm not asking for realism, just like I'm not asking for a Target exclusive Optimus and a Target exclusive paint scheme.
I got to show this off, guys.
Fucking khakis.
I am so sorry. I got to show this off. We have come here, Alex. Please, I just stopped sharing the screen, man. I just stopped sharing the screen. We got a rare Alex sighting right here. So whenever Ariana was gone for so long and she was in hospital, Alex really missed her for some reason. And Alex would, like, come to me and meow and what have you. And now Alex realizes she likes meowing. Alex loves attention, and she wants, I think Alex wants you to pick her up, but Alex doesn't want to be picked up. Do you, buddy? Do you? No, you don't like it, do you? Alex is such a good kitty, but she does not like it. She does not like fucking being picked up at all.
She wants up, but she doesn't want you to pick her up. It's like the dog who wants you to throw the ball but not take it from them.
Yeah. Like this
no
dog.
Take, only throw.
That's it. This dog right here.
Yes.
This cat masquerading as a dog.
Yeah. Well, that's kinda,
exactly what
that I got is. A dog that masquerades as a cat, so I mean that's fair play, man. Turn around.
I am disguised as a shipping crate. It has been 45 days. They haven't noticed me.
It worked for Solid Snake. It'll work for me.
I still think they should have included like some sort of homage to the concrete balls out in front of the Target store.
Oh, the bowlers. Yeah.
That's just an argument for having Megatron as a Target exclusive. He could have had his mace be one of those things.
Yeah.
Jesus. And you could have
you imagine someone tries to sit down on it.
You could modify the, the Earthrise Megatron mold and have him turn into one of those weird robot vacuum cleaners that all the big stores use.
You said balls. That reminded me. I'm so sorry. If I found a band. We're going on a small tangent here. I found a band I'm in fucking love with. They're a rap band. Foul mouthed as all get out. They're a rap band from England. And I want everybody needs to love these guys. They're called the Northern Boys. Right? So the Northern Boys are fucking great. They are an amazing hip-hop group. and this is the Northern Boys. Hold on here.
Okay, I think I know what you're getting at now.
They're in their 70s. It, they are in their fucking 70s. And it is... I am not shitting you. And it's fucking good.
Oh, this is the same kind of humor that as Armstrong and Miller, if you know what that is.
Yeah, there they are. The Northern Boys, right? So this is Kev to the left. Kev never sings. He just dances. And we'll talk about that later. This is Patrick. And this is Norman Payne, right? They are fucking great. They have a album. They have a song called Sexy Train. And I'm going to try to find the lyrics. The video, you need to watch the video for all this stuff. You need to just fucking absorb them as best you can. So let's see here.
What are they called again?
The Northern Boys. The Northern Boys. So here we go. Verse one. Hey, baby, what's your name? I'm Pat. That's
Shatner reading.
Yeah. Well, hey, baby, what's your name? I'm Pat. That's Kev. That's Norman Payne. Sweet love is the destination. Now come take a ride on the sexy train. Let's paint pictures of aeroplane. This one here's a cargo jet, and I'm going to call him Shadowbane. And then Norman Payne can hop, skip, jiggle me prick. I said, sometimes life is a massive bitch. I've been evicted. Now I live in a ditch, but fuck it. All aboard, baby, shake your tits. And Patrick is wearing a leg brace on the one video. I fucking love the line. Okay, here we go. Hey, motherfucker, let's get fucked. This here's a train made of man love. Come and have a ride, you sexy bastards, and don't go home till you up the duff. Fuck yeah. I got a spring in me step. Let's measure things with a trigonometry set, because I'm high. I want to kiss your face. I got to make love slow, because my leg's in a brace. And my fucking favorite line, my mate Kev has dementia. He says hi and forgets he met you. His whole life's an insane adventure. Sometimes he sleeps in the shopping center. I'm telling you. And this is the line that reminded me whenever you said the balls. Let's go, let's go, let's go to the mall. Let's go, let's go. And I'll bring both balls, one to the left, one to the right. Meet in the middle is in a testicle fight.
You know, the greatest thing about this is that I'm just kind of imagining these old guys with these high education, received pronunciation accents.
No, you're right. You're right, because all these guys are, like, I looked it up online. These guys are retired teachers.
Okay, so I was correct. They have high education,
yes,
received pronunciation English.
Yes.
And they're speaking like this.
Yeah, whenever I, like, okay, I'm going to do my best Patrick impersonation. My mate Kev has dementia. He says hi and forgets he met you. His whole life's an insane adventure. Sometimes he sleeps in the shopping center. I mean, that's what it fucking sounds like. So you...
It's just like the Armstrong and Miller comedy. In Armstrong and Miller, it's about two fighter pilots in World War II fighting the Germans, but they speak with this very high class educated accent,
mm-hmm,
but they sound like chavs. They sound, they use degenerate language.
Oh yeah.
When they speak, and it's really funny. It's like they're inside of a prison camp, right? And they're, like they're in Germany. They've been shot down, and somebody takes his jacket away. Like, you totally can't do that. This isn't Nazi Germany. And then the guy's like, in fact, that is exactly where we are.
Look at him. Look at him on stage. Look at him. They're calling it rap geezers.
Jesus Christ.
The fucking hell. This is beautiful. This is fucking beautiful. Ugly Wretch says, well, that just made me all warm and fuzzy inside. I appreciate it, dude. Appreciate you. Wolf1701 says, we should do a GMC meetup. Tef says, Target Optimus looks fucking evil, and the dog with the trailer looks so cute, but in robot mode looks so bad. Tef, Megatron is a Walmart greeter at the door. Dewanis, in response to Alex, says, Kitty, Noah Schmaltz, hey Noah buddy, how you doing? Says, we need a door greeter Megatron. Ugly Wretch says, that Target dog looks like shit. Koopa says, I'd like Target Optimus, think I'd make it peacetime Optimus. Dewanis says, I have a dog that mimics my cats, the cats think they're people, so yeah. My dog is very confused. Wolf 1701. Yeah, that one brain cell the dog has is just super confused. Tef Tef, Pete and Boss, another 80-year-old rapper. Check their song Gangsta Shit. I did see them. Apparently, Pete and Boss are signed to the same label as the Northern Boys. I try to get into Pete and Boss. They're okay. But man, the Northern Boys have my fucking heart. Ugly Wretch says there is something, some amazing things that happen when old British guys just stop giving a shit. I mean, at that age, they can't be punished, so go big or go home. Wolf 1701, I don't even like rap, and this sounds amazing. I love this show. And Crossbones Cooper says, ever listen to Nightcore anime-style songs? It's anime-style songs of bands. I will check Nightcore out after the show, buddy. I will check them out.
Nightcore's a genre.
Okay. I will check that out. We got images of Masterpiece Rigorous.
Oh, we're done talking about Target Optimus?
Oh, we can talk more about Target Optimus.
Target Optimus.
What's that?
I thought we were going to skip this, too.
Yeah.
Dude.
Fucking Rigorous looks okay, I guess. He's just yellow.
I'm upset that we're not getting a deluxe version of Rigorous.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, we're
missing quite a few Diaclone repaints in the deluxe range.
Hang on.
Yeah. And wait a minute. Apparently,
I'm onto something.
This guy's a Decepticon medic, too, which the Decepticons need some doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't leave everything to fucking knock out and glit.
And Hook. And
Flatline.
Yeah.
Especially Flatline.
Yeah.
Especially Glit. Glit's an alcoholic.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
so
like
Megatron.
It's just like the medic on every English naval vessel that's addicted to laudanum. It's like, yeah, I'll take care of it. And then he's like, oh God, I'm in so much pain, I need painkillers. And there's no painkillers because he's drinking it all.
Xavier, if you have something else to say about Target Optimus, go for it, man.
I hope he's working with Glit because that'll be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, which one's my dog? Which one's my cat?
Yeah, the fucking blood red eyes on that Target Optimus man clearly came into work hungover.
Man, if I worked at Target,
I work at Target. This is necessary.
My boss the other day, I was doing his daughter's taxes, and his daughter didn't want her taxes done, right? Just being kind of a little bit of a bitch about it, right? So it's just like I have never seen anybody in my life get so upset about getting $850 back, right? Just she could not give a shit. And I'm sitting there like the entire office room is a mess. I've got like folders and I've got no place to put stuff down. And I'm just like going, oh, God damn it. Fuck, man. Just, oh, God. You know, and I'm making and Rob from the other room, my boss, goes, you're getting frustrated, Scott. And I said, I'm doing taxes and there's no place to put anything down. Doing taxes makes me frustrated under the best possible circumstances. I'm glad that I can talk to my boss like that. I really do. He gets a chuckle out of it. So that's one great thing about my job. I'm allowed to say what I want. But fuck, man. I get that red-eyed dead look. What'd you do last night, Scott? I'm fucking hungover. I had an edible. Well, you shouldn't be doing drugs. Where'd you get it? I got it from your son.
It's like the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Night. I don't know.
Yeah.
Scott Mortis Carl.
For some reason, Scott's got a big-ass fucking ruby strapped in the back of his body. What the? I'm Frylock?
What? Where I was I was really expecting Carl. I really was expecting Carl. Hey!
Why does this guy have the same color layout as Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, I just noticed that too. He looks like if McDonald's was a robot. Yeah,
it's the striped legs that are fucking with me.
Yeah.
It's funny because that's even, not the first time we've had a Ronald McDonald ass looking robot. Anyone else remember the Masterpiece Sunstorm they released at Toys R Us a fucking decade ago?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You could get this thing and like since he's a Decepticon doctor, like all of his fucking experiments, his medical experiments are the changeables for McDonald's.
Dude,
hang on.
Go ahead, Xavier.
No, I'm just saying this kind of looks like the the version of Ronald McDonald that's like from Epic Rap Battles of History. He's gonna like, you know, fucking curse you out in rhyme.
Man.
That's it.
My headcanon for Rigorous is that he's a doctor from like 200 years ago who prescribes leeches and fucking thalidomide for everything.
Just rubber leeches and fucking some laudanum. That's...
Yes.
You have some...
You've got some ghosts in your blood. You should do some cocaine about that. Jeez.
Yes. wasn't there a Generation Select like recolor of Hoist or Trax that was just inverted colors of this?
It was Hoist. That was Lift Ticket, I believe his name was.
Red and yellow one.
Yeah, and then there was DK9 Breaker, who was like a greenish blue version.
Blue Trailbreaker. Yeah,
Blue Trailbreaker. So I ordered an extra DK9 because he's really inexpensive. And even though yellow is a tough color to paint, I'm going to try to make a Rigorous out of him.
Yeah,
because we don't have... Because we're missing from Generations, we don't have Rigorous or Loud Pedal. We don't have Red Mirage. We don't have Reboost. We don't have the Warooters.
Yeah. There's a lot missing. Crossbones says, how much is Masterpiece Rigorous? Let's see here.
Too much
is the answer.
$300.
Yeah.
It is cool, though, that they're doing something
No.
No, it is cool that they're doing something that's not a G1 character.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it's not their first time doing that. The only reason we're getting this is because we have Masterpiece Trailbreaker.
Yeah.
That's it. This wouldn't be, well, we're going to make Rigorous and be done with it. No, they're just doing this to get every possible use out of the mold. And I don't have a problem with that. It's sensible.
Because a few years ago, they did that cassette pack with Night Stalker in it. Went to the trouble of making a whole ass new cassette lion mold.
Yeah.
Did the black repaint first, and we've never seen him again.
Yeah.
No in that mold.
Yeah. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that?
Steeljaw found dead in a fucking Denny's dumpster in Miami.
Jesus Christ. Fucking pack of jackals takes over and successfully runs.
Well, we don't
Wendy's.
Have a blaster yet.
God damn. Fuck. But I do hope that we see one day at least some sort of version of Rigorous in the deluxe scale.
Yeah, I mean, if the mold proves, or I mean, if the character proves successful, then they'll go, you know what? This thing's got staying power, so we'll probably roll them out somewhere down the line as a deluxe.
Yeah.
See how that does.
Yeah. Well, more in-hand stuff is available. In-hand Tidal Wave images, and we're all kind of...
Yes!
We're all kind of... Normally, the in-hand stuff, I just kind of let it go. But quite honestly, we're all waiting for this.
This is fucking everything I was hoping for since 2002.
And when you say we're waiting on it, please, Hasbro, wait on it.
Yeah.
My finances can only handle so much. July's fine. But right now you got about $400 coming out of my bank account this weekend between the entire fucking second wave of Legacy and that Autobot 5 pack.
Oh no. Oh no.
It is not coming out this weekend, is it?
It is. All of wave
from where?
No.
On Hasbro Pulse, all of wave 2 ship dates.
Oh fucking, I'm good.
The deluxes that were in June, the Voyagers that were coming out, all of that is on the 1st. The Autobot 5 pack's on the 3rd now, and S86 Blaster and Origin Wheeljack are on the 1st now.
Well, if this is listed on BBTS sometime later as a shared exclusive, this will be just Jim Dandy with me, because they'll be like, it'll come out 3 months from now, and I'll be like, that's perfect.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Exclusive? This is a mainline release.
We were talking about the 5-pack or whatever.
Were you talking about the 5-pack?
Again, it's a mainline release.
Let's.
In theory, because when was the last time you saw a Titan at retail?
2008.
On Big Bad Toy Store?
Ollie's. For $40.
That's brick and mortar. Oh, that's
there, God damn it.
I've seen that Cybertron Metroplex at Toys R Us, and I've also seen...
Yeah, but you're Canadian.
The Nemesis, also at Toys R Us. Yeah. And Black Zarak at GameStop.
Oh, that's right. I did see Omega Sentinel here in Johnstown at GameStop.
Yeah. You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh?
About 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh.
Like, yeah. I popped into GameStop just hoping they had some fossilizers left, and lo and behold, they did. So I cleaned out their fossilizers. But yes, sitting on the floor, there was the Omega Sentinel. And I looked at it.
I'm still looking
for
that.
I just looked at it when, ooh, I only have one of those. I'd sure like three or four. And then I thought.
What was the ultimate game plan? Nine.
I mean, I need the Omega Sentinels. And then I only wanted 8 to troop build. But then I thought, no, get a 9th to turn one into the purple one. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it like I could do both sets, the 84 episode and the goddamn Netflix series.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Or you could paint one green to be those Omega Guardians.
Oh, now I have to get 10.
Well, be conservative, Scott. 9.5.
9.5.
There were some that were four up from the floor up.
Word. But no.
You think there's a. Is a Star Seeker label big enough for this guy?
I'm sure Thomas can make one.
Yeah.
Right, Thomas?
Yeah, I could. Great.
Problem solved.
Well, I mean that's just a Photoshop thing. That sounds really easy.
Honestly, I'm kind of hoping that we get some sort of weaponizer or armorizer ramjet to go along with him.
Yeah, yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I mean, if Omega Supreme could come with a mini-con, why couldn't he?
You know,
I do really appreciate the combination on Megatron a little bit more this time,
mm-hmm.
just because it seems a little more functional as a tower shield. Not bad. Better than what it was in 2002.
Man, it's just, I don't know, we've gotten... I think Cybertron Metroplex was the first time that we didn't get the buddy for him, you know?
Yeah.
And who knows? We still may get the drill bit minicon, you know, in some form for Cybertron Metroplex. But I would really love to see, not a minicon. I'd like to see like a deluxe class ramjet for this guy.
Yeah. That I mean, I did love storing Ramjet into his mm-hmm. bicep and in his little box mode. And it's just like, ha-ha, he fits.
I mean,
perfect.
What was it? I saw a Digibash on Twitter earlier today. I didn't save it, though, unfortunately. That turned Needlenose into Ramjet.
That would be cool. That would be cool. And you know what? He does have that docking mode. It wouldn't have been too much to like kind of work that docking mode into the chest somehow. Shit.
Yeah,
this is gorgeous. This is fucking gorgeous.
Scott, would you fuck it?
I didn't think I'd ever want this thing.
Yeah.
Would you break it apart so that way you would have a foursome with it?
Yes. Duh. Fivesome. I mean, take the little parts out there for Megatron too.
Would you consider it an orgy if you were able to combine with it like your name is Armada Megatron?
Yeah. Oh, I will combine with it repeatedly all night.
To Chris Tucker.
All night long. All night. All night. Everywhere we meet, there's dancing in the street. All night long.
All night.
All night.
I remember.
People forget he cut an album.
Yeah.
People forget Joe Pesci cut an album.
People forget Leonard Nimoy cut an album about communism.
What?
Yeah. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, and I'd hammer all over this land.
Oh, people forget Dawn.
It's time for you to go to the album.
I'm sorry, 7 people were talking at once.
Don Johnson cut an album. You remember... Listening for a Heartbeat. He even did a music video for that shit for MTV.
I can't find it anymore. I cannot fucking find it. And it's the fucking, it's the horror of my life. I have found so much media that I remembered as a kid. But whenever I was in high school, there was Ethel Merman singing Love in an Elevator. It was, and it was fucking great. Ethel Merman, for those that don't know, was like, just listen to some Ethel Merman. Just like, tie a yellow ribbon round the old hook tree. It's been three. I mean, she would fucking belt it out. She was loud. And somebody got her, or maybe it was somebody doing an impersonation of Ethel Merman singing Love in an Elevator. Love in an elevator. Living it up when I'm going down. Kiss my sassafras. It's fucking great.
Oh, fucking great. How could I forget the OG that started it all? George Burns cut an album.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. George Burns. Oh, God. Man.
Yeah, he played God in those movies of the Old God trilogy, and then he played the devil in the third one.
George Burns had an old radio show called Burns and Allen, where it was him and his wife doing a comedy skit, and it was great. And back in the 50s, George Burns was old then. He was incredibly old. And there's an episode of Burns and Allen where if he goes through this medical treatment, it'll either turn him stupid or it'll make him live to 100. And I've always thought that was fucking nuts that he lived to 100.
Really? Because he looked like he died about 200 years ago.
I mean, shit, man. George Burns put out an album. I bet the machine that was keeping him alive put out an album, too. It's
weird to think he was still smoking
at life support systems as a beatbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under pressure. Bearing down on me, no man. Actually, I need to do is under pressure. As his fucking iron lung, he's singing along to it. Jesus. Fuck. Oh my God.
The breathing machine and the EKG laying down the beat.
It was the 70s. It was a different. I was telling my wife about a TV show I watched as a kid called Cliffhangers. Mm-hmm. And you can, we're going to watch a couple of them this weekend. Cliffhangers was a show on NBC that it was three TV shows. It was Dracula 1979, where Dracula was a college professor. And then it was Stop Susan Williams, about a reporter that was uncovering a conspiracy. And then my favorite, kind of a prototype Briscoe County Jr., called The Secret Empire, which was about a cowboy who found the entrance to the Hollow Earth, and there was all this high-tech evil warlords living underneath the Earth, right? Now, here's the thing. It was called Cliffhangers, so it was supposed to be like the old serials of the day, where, like, one show, it always ended on, is this person going to die, or are they going to get caught, or is Dracula going to kill another? You know, it was always based on a cliffhanger. But episode one of Cliffhangers opened up with episode 3 of Stop Susan Williams, episode 4 of The Secret Empire, and episode 6 of Dracula 1979. They started the TV series in the middle of... They never wrote the first episodes. They just picked up and went with it.
Brilliant.
There was no start.
That's kind of like what happened with the premiere of the Adult Swim show Moral Oral. They started that show on its premiere with the series finale or the season finale.
Moral Oral got fucking dark.
It could have gone darker.
I remember that show, it was just kind of madness. Yeah,
Moral Oral got fucking dark.
I don't think it's quite as bad as that one show about the dog named Pickles.
Yeah, Pickles, the dog of the devil.
That thing is, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going over to the chat, Noah Schmaltz says, I still remember hearing about Blowfly from this show. Blowfly the singer. God damn, I love me some Blowfly. Good morning. Shake ass. All the faggots in the box. Gonna take you, lick my crack. Don't shake my ass.
What?
Blowfly. Look him up at the end of the show. Blowfly was a great musician. Morning, all you cocksuckers, you rump eaters and meat beaters. I mean, this dude was just rude for the sake of being rude. Crossbones Koopa says, is that Trailbreaker G1 head on Rigorous? Indeed it is. Dwayne Marsh says, cool, a Decepticon medic. Crossbones Koopa says, if only you could see the face when you said $300. Dwayne Marsh said, didn't they make the Black Ironhide an MP scale? I think so. Technical Jim says, who is Armada Ramjet and why should I care? Armada Ramjet was Tidal Wave's Minicon. And you should care because he's Tidal Wave's Minicon. Koopa says, love to see an SDF-1 repaint for Tidal Wave for some reason. Am I seeing something there? I can see that. I'm a Hall & Oates guy. Did you know I was thinking about Alice Cooper as Pennywise before Tim Curry? I had heard that. Giga Twin says, Scott, you should watch Ulysses 31 with your wife. It's a late 70s show and was very well done. I'll check that out. I'm kind of trying to talk her into watching Blake 7 as well.
Crossbones Koopa. Oh, I can explain what that is.
Oh. Yeah. Crossbones Koopa, you young kids want to watch a great show. Kolchak the Night Stalker. I have watched every episode of Kolchak the Night Stalker, and I agree, it is freaking good. Wolf1701 says, Moral Laurel was awesome. Indeed, sir. Here we have, in hand, Legacy United Commander Magmatron.
Woohoo!
Yes.
I like
When's he coming out?
Big,
yesterday.
Crazy combo dinosaur.
Your bank account's already overdrawn.
It's already out?
No. I'm fucking with you, dude. I'm just incensing getting a seer.
It says global on the ceiling.
What?
My attention was somewhere else.
Yeah, he could stay in July, please. That would be great for my finances.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would rather not sell feet pics on OnlyFans.
Tales of the scary pre-order. And then, just as he bought a meal off DoorDash, his pre-order went through. Ooh! Ooh, spooky!
The most terrifying thing of all, poverty.
I'm going to live in a box, and it's the box that my shit was shipped in.
Until the box market, you know, becomes too unworkable, and, you know, it costs like $1 jillion to buy a box.
Thank God I got HasLab. Thank God I got HasLab Unicron. They can bury me in this box. Oh, man.
Wood chipper.
Oh, my God. This is... I cannot wait to get this. This is
just stupid, goofy.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm so glad that after, like, four trucks with trailers in a row, we finally get a commander that's just a mob of fucking dinosaurs.
And then the man's wife walked in. And she said, what do you mean you got DoorDash without telling me? Ooh. She's angry. I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. Okay. I'm having too much fun with that. I'm sorry. My wife walked in, so I had to say something.
But, you know, rule of comedy, they come in threes.
Oh, my God. So we got one more to do. It's good to know. Brace yourselves, people. You'll be hearing it at least one more time. Maybe four.
All right, three and a half.
I have to throw it. It's actually a toy UFO that I got that's making that sound. I got it from Dollar Tree back whenever shit was actually a dollar. I went in and I just saw it sitting in the tool section and I pressed the button. And I immediately ran over to my wife and said, look what I found, and pressed the button. She goes, you're going to buy that, right? I'm like, God, I love you.
I have to know, was this around the time your foot was clinking? Is this like you'd run up to her and it's like clink, clink, dude, clink.
I've got so much glass in my fucking foot. It sounds, every time I step, it sounds like a waiter dropped a plate. It's just fucking.
Scott Moore. super spy, super still.
Just clank, clank, clank. Does somebody hear something that sounds like a chandelier trying to sneak around a room?
No. That's the sound of John Clinkerfoot.
old Scott Clinkerfootmort. Tales of the Old West.
Al Gore's been looking for him for years. He's super serial.
Oh, my God. Honey, do you think I would have made a good pirate? She says yes, but it seemed like she was just telling me what I wanted to hear. You think I'd make a good pirate? A Steed Bonnet. I'll take Steed Bonnet. I'm the gentleman pirate. Oh, my God. I can read
with Taika Waititi.
Oh my God, that show is so good. That show is so good. And the guy that means death. Yeah, the guy that played Steed in Our Flag Means Death. He was on the last episode of Night Court. It was stunning to see him in other stuff that it wasn't Our Flag Means Death or Flight of the Conchords. So it's like Night Court and that one episode of the X-Files. That's it. Oh. My wife has the biggest crush on Taika Waititi. Dude, if we ever met him, I fear for our marriage. I have no doubt my wife loves me, but she'd leave me for Taika Waititi.
He can be really funny, though.
Come tell me. Come tell me closer so that they can hear you on the microphone.
My plan would be for us to would move to Utah.
Move to Utah, because Taika Waititi's from there? Oh, I'm going to be his wife as well.
Didn't he voice Korg in the MCU movies?
Yeah, he's Korg from the MCU. What was that, honey?
I just love that. Hello, my name's Korg.
Oh, you want him to have access to my nether parts?
We're having a revolution. It's over there. It's just great.
I do not have the most valuable asshole in America.
Yeah, I know. We made one of those movies.
Good God.
There are two very different conversations happening.
Yeah.
Well, pick a lane then.
Oh, my God. Okay, she walked away. We're fine, dude. So we're fine. I don't think I'm gonna be gay. So.
This week. Next week, though.
Oh, my God. Maybe. Who knows? If I meet... I saw this one video today. The guy sat down in front of this hot Asian woman, and he goes, Autobot or Decepticon? And she goes, Autobot, I guess. Oh, he goes, oh, that's good. I saw on your profile that you're a Transformer. She goes, no, I'm trans. I was born a man. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Oh, my God. Amongst us, who has this pre-ordered?
Not yet.
I do. I know I do.
Yeah. But. I am super happy this is actually becoming reality. I just need to know if it's worth the plunk down, because this seems like more of a tri-rex situation if it goes wrong.
I don't think it is. I mean, it looks like they're drawing extremely heavily from the original Magmatron.
Yeah, they are.
And that was a good toy. So it just seems like it really feels like it's the same toy with improvements.
That Giganotosaurus that they have, like, do you see how massive the torso is?
Yeah. He's had a full he ate a lot.
He's got the proportions of a rabbit.
We all know that dinosaurs evolved into rabbits.
Wow, I'm learning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the truth. It's the truth. Those big ears, they're from pterodactyls.
Yeah, that's what they're known for. That's what pterosaurs are known for, their massive ears.
Yeah, they're massive ears.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, look at the ears on this son of a bitch. Look at them. Well, this is inaccurate. going over to the chat, let me see where I picked up from. Wolf 1701 says TV. No, I've got Kolchak on DVD, baby. Duanas Perez, the only thing going on mine and Wolf's wedding registry is going to be the HasLab Unicron. Oh, good luck. Shit, good luck, baby. Man. You deserve it. Crossbones Koopa, Wolf, do you have the Night Stalker movie that was before the show? The fucking great. Wolf 1701, I've got a two-pack with both TV movies. Dude, Grandpa Lewis was in one of those movies. A box set of the series. Scott, please, Kolchak, Strange Pathways, please, and wear the hat. Wolf 1701, a box of new remake from the early 2000s that failed. Too bad, good show, though. I watched one or two episodes of the new Kolchak, The Night Stalker. It was okay. Crossbone says, sorry, no one can be Darren McGavin as Kolchak. I feel the same way about Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. Wolf 1701 says, oh yeah, I want to find Killdozer. Yeah. He was in. Giga Twin says, me. Belusha says, I had to put the Ring doorbell back. Dodgy fucks about. Well, dude, get out there and, like, I don't know, fucking beat him with a bangers and mash or something, whatever you fuckers do in England.
Where do you live?
I think he lives in England. No, maybe Wales?
Depending on what... Okay.
Great Britain.
Depending on where you live, you can just walk outside and say, let me see, what is it? Why is it echo on? You just walk outside and say, I'll kill the next motherfucker who walks in my yard!
There it is.
He'll probably leave you alone.
Belusha says he lives in Wales. Sorry about that, man. Sorry about that. We got tidbits from Transformers 1 gimmick toy line. We got Transformers 1 battling figures, Transformers 1 2-in-1 masks, Transformers 1 one-step cog changers, Transformers 1 mecha changers, and Transformers 1 prime changers. And we know that Admiral is Optimus Prime. This sounds like a whole bunch of stuff that I'm probably not going to buy.
I never get into just listings for things without seeing the images first.
Yeah.
It's like you could say the most scandalous things. It's like, hey, you got, you know, a Swiss Army knife transformer that's called Swiss Man or something like that. You know, it's like, great, until you show me something, really nothing, it's not going to do a thing for me.
Right. I'm right there with you. It's there's only so much that I can get from a listing. Am I excited for this? I am, but I mean, you know, if the toys have like a G1 feel to them, you know, or what have you, or a Beast Wars feel, something that's realistic looking, yeah, definitely, I'm most likely buy them. If they're more along the lines of animated to Prime, I'll get them when I get them. I'm in no hurry. Like, I missed a couple of Prime figures. I don't give a shit. You know.
Prime changers, mega changers, and cog changers sound like the typical gimmick stuff you get with a movie line.
Yeah.
I am glad to see the 2-in-1 masks come back, because the stupid primal mask.
I never got my
it's
primal mask.
It's still available, too.
Yeah, I figured I'd be able to pick it up for a dollar one day.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. The movie's done, out on Blu-ray, digital streaming, what have you. And the mask still hasn't gone down in price.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said they saw one at a Ross Dress for Less, and it was $14 in Ross.
Wow.
Still too much.
Still better.
It's better, but it's still too much.
Considering it normally retails for like $26, I think.
Yeah.
More. I'm seeing it for $30 at mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll wait. It's one of those fuckers is going to show up at a Dollar Tree. Or a fucking Goodwill or something. There's no way I will not come across that thing, because that's just prime get this out of my house material.
Imagine being robbed and you show up in that. It's like, wrong house. I'm so sorry. Get me the fuck out of here.
There are certain things that I can look at and go, this is not going to be in somebody's collection forever. This has a limited appeal. Like, if you buy, like, a gasoline-powered turtleneck sweater, you're not going to keep that. Mm-hmm. That's out the fucking door at the first yard sale. What the fuck were you thinking of buying it in the first place?
Underwater
keep your
barbecue.
Neck warm at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Great conversation starter. Well, thank you. Did you know my turtleneck gas powered?
Yeah. I put it next to my fur-lined sink and my electric dog polisher.
Mm-hmm.
Electric dog polisher.
Fuck,
made it from a modified bowling ball polisher.
Yeah. Come here, Pebbles. Come here. Hell, he's dead and shiny. We got one more of this piece of bullshit. We now have the Bumblebee Hot Wheels skateboard. Just
yellow.
What the fuck are you doing?
Thank you. Somebody needed to say it.
A skateboard.
Where is the shredded Miss Maximus?
Right, Greta. Hey, Greta.
This is the most
kitty.
It's not even.
You're not Greta.
It's not even Tech Decks. You have to wear these pussy ass shoes. Tech Decks, you don't fucking need them.
So not only are they making this nonsensical product, but they've also made it part of the Yellow Menace infection.
Yeah.
The last week when we saw this, I think it was all Decepticons, but they were like, "Oh, we need Autobot representation." So of course, here comes fucking Bumblebee instead of Over Optimus, which is just lovely.
So, I guess is there going to be an episode of Earthspark where the Malto dad has one of those?
Oh, absolutely! I gotta show this off. There's so many kitties.
I pray to God.
There's so many kitties coming over to say hi today. This is the mommy of them all. This is Greta Garbo. Oh, and Greta, she meows, but she has a smoker's meow because whenever she meows, she goes meow. Oh, I love you, Greta. Can I have a kiss? She doesn't like kisses. No. See that? Can I have a kiss? Fuck no. We're not dealing with this shit, man.
Kiss, get your hands off.
She was willing to put up with it up until that.
Yeah, said kiss and already done. Oh, Jazz. Jazz is coming. Yeah, I'll never pick up Jazz. Jazz is just claws and love. It's... Oh my god. My god. I don't give a shit about this. Can I fucking close this window?
Wait, what's the other skate? Is it just Bumblebee?
Yeah, I think it's Bumblebee. Oh no, this is the Megatron. We saw Megatron before, didn't we?
The Starscream one we saw first.
Oh, that's right.
It was Starscream, a Megatron, and then Soundwave.
Yeah, you're right.
So now we're just seeing Megatron again. What the fuck?
Oh.
Where is Optimus Prime?
You'll get the Optimus Prime skateboard, but it has one of the wheels from the Megatron board on.
Comics joke. I get that.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody had to. Fuck. Oh, my God. Going over here to the chat. Crossbones Koopa says, "Oh, Scott, got your basement dweller, the Mattel Creations Frogmonger. Remember, he lives in your basement and tells you Pebbles pisses on the outlet and there's a flood with broken glass." Yeah, that's Johnstown. Crossbones, mm-hmm. I sent the photo of him, of him in your basement. Duas Perez says, "Yay, another kitty." Wolf 1701, "That pussy looks like it's seen some shit. You have no fucking clue, dude." Belusha says, "Those Hot Wheels things are like Barbie accessory sets or some shit. Worthless." Agreed. And Belusha then goes, "Beautiful kitty." I know you don't sound like that, dude. Dude, Greta is fucking gorgeous. Greta, I wish that everybody in the world could hold Greta at least 5 times. Because it's like fucking holding a cross between a teddy bear and a cat. And she's just the most loving, purry. Like, and she's... You pick her up and she's soft and she's brown like my wife. And it's just, so good. So good. And she's such a good kitty. She tries to the other cat. Like, one of the other cats has an accident, like throws up on the floor. She'll come over and try to hide it for that cat. It's fucking great.
Pretty atypical for a cat. Most of the time, they're very Machiavellian towards one another.
Oh, no. Well, you got to remember, the five cats that I have here, right? I do have five cats in this house. Greta is the mother of, that's my time to take my pills that keep me alive. Greta is the mother of three of the other ones. So she's Jazz's mother, Alex's mother, and Wilford Brimley's mother. Only Newton is the only cat that isn't related, because he was a stray I found, and Newton gets along really good. He's a little rambunctious, because Newton's like, 3 years old, and the rest of them are 10, 12, 13 years old. You know? I love them all.
Not only is he giant, he's got a lot more vitality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a big cuddle bug. They kind of all are in their own way, though. But moving on to, looky what I found. Walt, do you have a looky what I found?
I do not.
That's okay, man. That's all right. Well, Kyle, how about you, buddy?
Nothing.
Oh, that's okay, too. Xavier, do you have a looky what I found?
Mm-mm, nothing this week.
Holy smokes. Thomas, you going to make this 4 for 4?
No, I found something.
Ah, share that screen, white boy.
Thomas, are you white?
Apparently, according to my 23andMe stuff, I'm the whitest person on Earth.
The ultimate Caucasian.
Kind of. It's actually extraordinarily boring. What I
Hitler swooned.
Did you see? Oh, look at this. Somebody found a way how to take a reflector and turn him into a
drill bit.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess these must be 3D printed.
Missiles look like they came off of jet fire.
Maybe. Look, but this is a good idea.
And I think those are Ironhide's wheels.
Possibly. But these are good. This is a good idea. This gives me an idea for maybe a printing project. You could convert him into drill bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And paint him up too. I think that would work. I just thought, like, it's not, they didn't do that much, but you don't really have to.
It works. It absolutely works. Belushi's just said, I honestly thought that skateboard thingo said Megatard. It's getting late. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Belushi's, yes, it is. So, if I may do my looky what I found, screen one, I have two this week. I was feeling bad about having two. That's my wife. I was feeling bad about having to, but heck, since things are a little bit slim this week. So this, I found this interesting. This is a 3D printable project, as the other one is here. This is the ultimate arc display stand. So if we go here, trying to go back to the beginning, there's your Titan class arc. And this allows you to 3D print the mountain and the bay doors, and you park the arc over top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, cool. Like, the keyway, like, there's how you put everything together, and there's the door frame, pocket doors, and there's a little winch on the side that opens up the door. I think I'm going to print this because I'm insane.
This is okay.
Yeah. This is really cool. And I am definitely going to print this. Beast Machines Megatron. Mm-hmm.
So yes.
This is from Mavs. Mavs has done some absolutely let me just show off a couple of the design Mavs has done. This he's done some absolute incredible stuff. Octopunch conversion kit, Thunderwing head. He's got a Thunderwing conversion kit to turn your Astrotrain into Thunderwing. thrusters for the Ark. Just, he's done so much amazing stuff.
It's pretty good head sculpts, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely amazing head sculpts. So, just some incredible stuff. Absolutely incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. He has made this Beast Machines Megatron. Now, if you want, you can actually put your dragon, Transmetal Dragon Megatron in this. So this is new parts to make Legacy Dragon Megatron look like the Beast Machines version. The kit includes a stand, new arms, helmet, and armor parts to get the cartoon look, and an extra head and parts to make a whole Action Master figure in case you want to display it side by side with your Dragon Megatron at the same time. Okay. Which, yes, I would. Thank you, Mobs.
This. A vision of technological purity and order.
And then, yes, a vision of technological purity and order. That's what every 3D printer is. Also, there's a Megatron here.
Praise the Omnissiah.
I'm telling you what. I am going to get this and print the ever-loving... just the stuff that's coming out of the fandom.
Yeah, I know. We're really starting to rev this up.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I
head sculpts for that Megatron. Look at those.
Yeah. Can I tell the people what you're working on, even though I haven't seen anything from it yet?
Which project do you
It begins with
to?
D. Rhymes with cellar.
Oh yeah, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I cannot wait to see this. This is I've seen nothing out of this project, but Thomas is making a 3D printable dweller in the dark. The fucking dweller for the techno organic from the G1 series. I cannot fucking wait.
Well, I already have the engineer and I already have the soldier from like the 2 second screenshot. Why not?
Right, right. I mean, your soldier and your engineer are just I'm printing up another one of your soldiers as we speak.
You are?
Yeah.
You're making another one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I made enough parts that you can make like a gazillion variants.
Right, right. Whenever I have like spare stuff, I just make another soldier. Hold on here. Like, yeah, hold on. I've got the
little one right now. I can see part of it.
I'm just stopping the screen share. Yeah. There's another one of the soldiers that I'm making.
A variant. Well, which pieces are you going to include in it?
I haven't even fucking decided yet, dude.
I should make more parts for that.
You absolutely should. You absolutely should. Because
like
this thing
expansion.
Is a fucking amazing army builder. Absolutely amazing. Going over to the chat, Duanis Perez says, Wolf's trying to abandon me. Belucha says, Duanis, I wish him well. Wolf1701 says, I have to go to work. And Duanis says, see, he's abandoning me.
Also, like, I remember one guy saying... I remember, like, when I first revealed that thing, somebody said, oh, God, that thing looks hideous. Well, it does.
Because it's accurate.
But that's only because the design actually is hideous.
Yeah.
Like, the original.
Yeah.
It's a really ugly Quintesson.
It really is. It really is. moving on to reinforcements from Cybertron, I almost got nothing this week. I almost got zilch this week. And then one of my students, for those that are into 3D printing, my student's father wanted to get into 3D printing. I helped him out, and now he's gone nuts. And he went and bought a Bamboo Labs X1 Carbon, which is like a $1,500 printer that prints in multiple colors. And today, my student said, hey, I got something for you. The father and his son made me a Toasticon. This is a little 3D printed transformer that they made me. That pretty clever little design that turns into a slice of toast. So I'm going to kind of transform him here and get this around like this and get this around like this. There we go. One slice of toast.
I like how it's got like an insignia on it.
Yeah, well, the toaster does that. And you can turn around the other side. where you can have like a clean piece of toast. This, and the thing is, this isn't painted. This is just all different colors of plastic. This is in fucking credible. In fucking credible.
If you put butter on one side, or if you put jelly or jam or whatever on one side and then drop it, it becomes 100% scientific proof that it is in fact a slice of toast.
I need to make a pat of butter that turns into a gun for him. I have some yellow filament. Walter, what you got there?
I got two more Masterpiece Train Bots, so I am now one away from finishing the set.
Oh, my God.
I backtracked and got Suikin here, and then my Kaien shipped off a Hasbro Pulse earlier this week. And I got this one last week, but since I wasn't on last week's episode, my local comic shop... had this fella.
Well, holy hell there, Energon Omega Supreme.
Yes. You know what? I still like him.
Yeah.
I have him still.
I wasn't collecting during Energon, so I missed out on this one. Years later, I would pick up the Year of the Snake Omega. But yep. I feel this one's different enough from that release, since he's got the Extendo gimmick arm and the Headmaster.
Oh, there's all kinds of things this thing does.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask how much you paid for him?
I only paid, like, after tax, like, $120.
That's about right. That's about right.
For something this size that's...
complete.
That's complete and almost 20 years old at this point.
Yeah, that's about right.
Hey, are you aware that you can, like, plunk the Headmaster in that little side compartment and then turn this into an exosuit for Fatimus?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to, Thomas?
Yeah.
He knows four other things that only three people know.
Yes. He's not wrong.
Oh, Kyle, buddy, did you get any reinforcements this week?
Nope.
Oh, damn it. How about you, Xavier?
Yeah, so I got the Fusor Tony Hawk, and I got Scorponok.
Ooh. How you liking that Scorponok?
It's weird, because it's like his tail is his arm, and it's just like, man, it's been a while since they've done this gimmick. They usually just give him, like, one arm that's, like, a big multitude of pincer legs, mm-hmm. and the other one's just, like, a regular arm that was tucked underneath.
Do you mean Quick Strike instead of Scorponok?
The Scorponok that is the recent release one.
Oh, from Studio Series.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
He does have some Quick Strike like features, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, very much so. Thomas, buddy, how about you? Any reinforcements?
I got two things. I got Legacy Animated Bumblebee.
Okay.
Which he seems he's okay. He's very small, but, you know, it seems all right. And I got my Fans Hobby Wingman in hand.
Nice.
That's that Chosen Prime TFCon exclusive.
Right on.
Oh, yeah, the Euro Predator.
Yes, that's the companion piece for Marksman and Huntsman. They all have man in their name.
Man. Oh,
Manuel.
You okay there, Kyle? You look like you're trying to yank out one of your fucking eyeballs.
I'm just yawning.
Oh, okay. That was dramatic.
He realized what he's done with his life, joining this show. And he's like, nope, I've made a horrible mistake.
That was dramatic AF, motherfucker. Damn.
The flesh has rebelled against its master.
Oh, my God.
Walter, you decided to dip into to Masterpiece to get the train bots.
Yeah. The likelihood of us getting train bots in Generations is so slim that I was pre-ordering these when they first came out, but then finances happened after I died 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I had to cancel a couple of them, but since, you know, some of them got delayed a year or two and some money got freed up, I was able to backtrack a little bit.
Man, I wish I could afford it.
I know, dying is the worst. I can't believe how much it sets back your finances.
It's good on your taxes, though, I'll tell you.
It's just, but you gotta, you know, you gotta prove you're alive again, and then there's that one Reddit story from a couple of weeks ago that really just was fucking hilarious about the dude who's like, you declared me dead, I'm not actually dead, so I'm gonna show up to my own funeral, run for office, apply for a bunch of loans, skip out on my bills.
Yeah, they'll make me alive real fucking quick. You piss off the bill collectors.
Fucking, you gotta tell the nurse who was in the room with you when you self-resurrected to calm the fuck down. You're not the devil. Take the rosary beads out of her fucking hands.
Eat the rosary beads in front of her.
I'm not the devil.
Wipe your ass with a page from the Bible. You know, just to make them realize that you're okay. Look, I can touch it. Wipe. It's just... You're not helping things.
I'm sorry. I grew up Mormon. We eat rosary beads.
Well, anybody got any big plans for this week?
April Fool's Day, motherfucker.
Oh, God. I got to go to Pittsburgh on April 1st. I got to drive to Pittsburgh. Ariana has a doctor's appointment. I hate driving in Pittsburgh.
But are you going to show up with a clown nose and a squeaky foot full of glass?
Well, that's April 3rd. April 3rd, next Wednesday in the morning, I talked to the surgeon. There's a very slim chance that he's going to be able to take it out right there in the office. But just seeing the x-rays, I don't think they're going to be able to do a damn thing for me in office. It's bad. That's the thing. It's kind of fucking with my head, too. Because, you know, I already was being careful because my foot hurts. Because I have fucking tiny glass knives in my foot. But just you know, it now psychologically it's like, be careful. You've got a real big piece of glass in your foot. You don't want to break it.
Yeah, but you could show up with a funny nose on your face or something for April 1st, at least to your wife's doctor's appointment.
I feel like I need to be as serious as fucking butt cancer here.
How long have you had that glass in your foot?
3 years.
And nothing's happened in 3 years?
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I'm not telling you nothing's happened, I'm asking.
No, not true. Not true. I have this. I actually just happened to have this. So, I'll tell you this story. I was driving home. This was about 7 months after my accident. I was driving home, and I was on Bedford Street in Johnstown. Not that that matters. And these kids were playing with a football, and the football ran out into traffic, and they ran after the football. And I had to slam on the brakes to keep from hitting them. And whenever I did, my toe fucking hurt horribly, right? So I got home and I said to my wife, I told her, get me the flashlight, you know, get your phone out. I got to do something. And I looked and I ran my finger across the side of my toe and I could feel something sharp, right? So I went and I got my X-Acto knife and I cut the side of my toe open just a little bit and squeezed. And that piece of glass came out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a clown came out.
No. Now, that piece of glass, there's my little finger.
It's decent size.
Yeah. Yeah. And after I got that piece of glass out, the range of my toe increased by about 15 degrees.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because even if it wasn't actually in a joint or anything like that, the amount of inflammation the damage would have created.
Yeah.
And, would have restricted your movement.
And right now, like, I can't wear shoes. I can't wear shoes because there's a large piece of glass right where, you know, I'm tying the shoe together. And I mean, my foot swells constantly. Because of the irritation, you know, I'm walking in there and doing micro cuts. So, I mean, like, if you look on the x-ray, hold on here. minimize this, share the screen. Screen one. You can see how swollen my foot is.
I imagine that whenever they pull this out, you're going to find out that there's a lot of scar tissue now.
Oh yeah. Well, I think that's why they're sending me to the plastic surgeon.
Yes, that's part of it. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the photos. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, here are the X-ray photos. So there's, you can see a chunk of glass there, a chunk of glass there, right? And there you can see this chunk of glass right here. You can actually feel the tip of this through my skin, and it's so close to coming out.
So,
man,
I'm guessing what the doctor would probably do then is just make a very small incision in that spot and pull it out.
I'm kind of hoping, but there's that one. There's this one. There's one over here that you can't really see in this photo. There's this one by the toe up here. And then if you take a look at this, there's that piece again. But then, and you can't see it because the other piece is kind of laying across the bone here. But then you can see, like, there's a tiny piece right there. It's like a real tiny triangular piece of bone. And up here in the big toe, you know, there's that other shard right there. But if you, excuse me. If you take a look at look at the tissue. Look how swollen my foot is from all that.
You've lived with this glass so long, Scott, and then once you get it out, what are you going to do?
You're claim it as a fucking man. Dependent on my taxes.
You're going to have to find something else to insert into yourself.
No.
May I suggest fucking mercury?
Well, I'm sure my wife will suggest Taika Waititi. But no, I can't.
He seems like a good fit.
Yeah,
literally.
I can't wait to get this out of my fucking foot. This is fucking ridiculous. This should have never been left in there in the first place.
Have you ever considered Neuralink by Elon Musk in your feet?
No. Although, whenever they said a plastic surgeon, you gonna give my foot a big old set of tits? They're going to give my heel a Brazilian butt lift and give my toe lip injections. Oh, my God.
That's one way to get your self-esteem back.
Yeah, Belusha says, melt it down and make a light bulb. I will buy it. Oh, man. Oh, Duans Perez, how have you not cut the glass out yourself? Crossbone says, lawsuit, Scott. Giga Twin says, hey, Tom, remember when Dad had that piece of shrapnel taken out of his leg that was inside him since Yugoslavia?
Yeah. Yes.
My God, man. Tell this story.
Oh, well, we don't really know all the details, but something blew up. And part of it went into his foot. And it stayed there for a very long time.
Okay. This isn't shrapnel. This isn't shrapnel, but this is how bad my foot was cut. This is how bad my foot was cut. Whenever I was 4 years old, I stepped on a nail. I was wearing like these little kids' cowboy boots. I stepped on a nail, and the nail went almost through my little foot, right? And you could always feel like a little something between my big toe, like in the webbing between my big toe and the next toe down, right? Mm-hmm. And it would show up on x-rays. Like, I broke my ankle, and you could see it on, like, the one-foot x-ray. And it's like, leave it in there. What's it hurting? It's like a BB under the skin, right? It could have been a chunk of leather from the boot. It could have been something from the nail, a piece of sock, what have you. I cut my foot so bad, it's not in there anymore.
Congrats, Scott. Shit. You're a doctor.
Yeah. It flushed that chunk out. It's not there anymore. Oh, my God. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. Pittsburgh, then plastic doctor. Going to get myself my vulvoplasty.
I'm 25 and I'm tired of this shit, man.
What's that?
Well, you wanted to be on the show.
All these fucking dumb shit that happens to you. Back when I lived in that other house that I don't anymore.
See, like shit happens to you chair. Too, man.
Yeah, but I got out of my chair, took a step, and there was like this little thing about this big hanging off the chair. Cut like a trench into my foot.
Uh-huh.
That was just like pissed blood for like 30 minutes. And I was like, I'll always have a mark on my foot now.
Oh, yeah.
It's always going to be there.
Walter.
Put my hand in an oven. Like, well, that's always going to be there.
Walter's got something he... Walter's got something he wants to say.
I was just pointing at the cat.
Oh. Oh, kitty! Oh, my God. Well, I think...
Don't you get sick of stupid shit that's avoidable? And it still happens.
And then, one day, he stubbed his toe on the couch. Ooh.
Ah, rule of three.
Rule of three.
Rule of three.
I think that's where we got to end it.
We need to get you a soundboard or something.
Yeah. I do have a soundboard. I do have a soundboard. Very rarely use it. Crossbones Koopa says 200 stitches in my forehead. Jesus Christ. Giga Twin, let's see here. Dewana says the tendon on the bottom of my foot is permanently torn and I've been run over, yet I can't even imagine your pain with that glass. Here's the thing. It's going to be weird not having pain because it's been 3 years, Dewanis. I've gotten so used to it. It's a thing. I barely recognize it. I have to really kind of focus on it now to realize that I'm in pain. You know,
yeah, this is Scott Millenarch. He's like Penance from Marvel Comics when Speedball decides to go grim.
Yeah, no.
Scott's become a new Cenobite, Glassfoot.
Glassfoot. Ooh. They called him
only four shards.
Only four shards. Well, that we can see. Just cut it off, man.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I think we got to end this because it's getting dark. You're turning me into a fucking Cenobite. I have such pleasures to show you. Kyle, get the Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, want to throw a thank you out to Crossbones Koopa, Duanis Perez, Giga Twin. Fucking Belucius, you beast of a motherfucker, man. I love you, Belucius. Wolf 1701. Want to throw a big thank you out to Ugly Wretch and Tef Tef and Technical Jim, Dwayne Marsh. Holy smokes. All the people that, you know, that are listening that just don't come in for the chat and everybody listening down the way. And you know what? I know that there's somebody else that's listening this week too. You naughty bitch. Thank you for joining us. Gentlemen, thank you for being here. Say good night.
Good night.
Nighty.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.